Andy, what are some of the primary things during this busy holiday season that cause stress?
First of all, I think some of it just has to do with the over-commercialization of the holiday season. People feel compelled, you know, to spend money or buy that special gift for their child or for their loved one or whatever, which people feel that, you know, they're going to love me, they're going to appreciate me more. Plus, then you have things like office parties and special events, additional things to do, and just sort of the demands of things that need to be done can be very stressful for all of us. And like even me, I'm not immune to it.
I'm not either. So, but I know also this is a time of year where people, you know, some people are struggling. You know, maybe they've lost a job or maybe they've lost a loved one. Couple that on top of
right.
this busy holiday.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, and you've got the soft economy, unemployment, people still trying to find jobs. Then you've got those dealing with mental health issues, could be struggling with substance abuse, alcoholism, loneliness, alienation from family and friends. You know, so this is supposed to be, for a lot of people, a joyous season, a time of togetherness, but this can be a very lonely and very stressful time.
What are some things people can eliminate from their schedules to help solve the problem?
Well, I think, you know, probably the thing is, and it's easier said than done, but sometimes you just have to say the word no. Sometimes you have to set very realistic goals, what you can do and what you can't do and what your limitations are.
Andy, what are some tips for coping with all of this stress during the holiday season?
Well, basically, you know, number one, make a budget and stick to it. Don't overeat, and also watch your intake on alcohol. That can be very deadly in a lot of ways. Allow extra time for traveling, whether you're driving shopping to the mall or flying. More people are out, and it's just going to take longer. The other thing is that, you know, the holidays are more than just one day. It's a season. Don't focus everything on just one day, but really look at the whole season. Also think about new ways to celebrate. Families change. Things change. Look at volunteering. Look at giving yourself, your talents as your gift. And then stay in the present. A lot of times we want to look back in the past, but it's really important to stay in the present and look forward to the future because life changes, families change, traditions change, and so that we really need to learn to embrace the future and not focus so much on yesteryear.
What are some signs to look out for? You know, I know a lot of people, they're good at making things look like nothing is wrong. What are some signs to seek help?
Number one is especially if people withdraw. And especially people who were once gregarious, engaging folks or whatever, and all of a sudden they start withdrawing. Also, if people really start feeling sad, feeling helpless, feeling hopeless, they're just not themselves and it persists. The difference between having the blues and depression is that depression persists. The other part would be just losing interest. And I think during this time of the year, with probably not getting the sleep and everything that we need, we're all going to be a little bit more irritable than normal. But it's where people have a difficult time coping, dealing. It's kind of going beyond those normal boundaries with irritability.
Thank you for your time, Andy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.